broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
I've been waiting months, years for it to come.
I'd like to see even more men and more women.
In the aftermath of the Christmas Day bombing.
He started throwing things.
He threw a lamp.
I have met before from behind.
That makes sense.
World famous Phil Hendry Show. Every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch, and where through the looking glass we go and beyond. This is where the chumps get off. We go places other talk shows cannot go. We do it every night. And we've been doing it every night just about for the last 20 years. Middle-aged Americans are not happy with their sex lives. Well, what else is new? Middle-aged Americans are not happy with their sex lives. I'll tell you what's wrong, and you will probably not like me when I tell you what's wrong. I don't want you not to like me.
Well, what's wrong?
I'll tell them in a moment. Kids say their principal busted into their house unannounced to see if they were really homesick. Plus, the Dancing with the Stars finale is tomorrow. Will Bristol Palin win? If she does, will people be even more outraged? And why is this a story? Why is this a political story? That's the one that's really got people going. This is a political story? You got to be high. You got to be smoking something super, man. Something that ain't grown here. For this to be a political story. 877-876-PHIL. By the way, I watched the Sarah Palin Alaska show, and it was boring.
You don't like Palin, though.
No, that's got nothing. No, what do you mean I don't like Palin? I don't like her politics. It's got nothing to do with whether I like her or not. Nothing to do at all.
Yeah, but you said you probably wasn't going to like it.
I didn't say any such thing. I probably wasn't going to like it. I didn't like this. It bored me to tears. What do you want me to tell you, man? Okay? Let me tell you about reality shows. I've said it a million times. Of course, I could say it till I'm blue in the face, the cows come home, and I die. All of those eventualities, and people still ain't going to get it, just like we've been saying junk for 12 years. But some guy says it when he gets it touched at the airport, and suddenly he's on the Jay Leno show. What's that about? Anyway, I forget what I was going to say. All right, what was I going to say?
I don't know.
All right, the Dancing with the Stars, the makers of Dancing with the Stars ran through regular rehearsals on Sunday for the week's finale, even as controversy centered on contestant Bristol Palin and mystery surrounded an envelope received by the popular show. Yes, Palin, daughter of Tea Party favorite and former Alaska Republican Governor Sarah Palin, has made it to the finals of the top-rated U.S. TV program despite a season of low scores, raising the ire of many of the program's loyal fans. Oh, goodness gracious. You kidding me?
Man, there are a lot of people watch that show. How come somebody who don't dance good, you know, keep going?
Because people dig her, man. What do you want me to say?
Yeah, but she dances like she's got muscular dystrophies. She can't dance. And
shut up about that. If you don't even know how to pronounce the disease, don't say it, okay?
What?
Muscular dystrophies.
Well, but yeah, she does. She does, man. She dances like Joe Cocker.
She dances like Joe Cocker.
Yeah.
No, she does not. I ain't even seen her dance. I can tell you she doesn't dance like Joe Cocker.
How can you make a statement like that if you've not even seen it?
Because I just know how much you guys exaggerate, and I also know how blind you guys are, and I know how, more to the point, how prejudiced you are, so I don't believe it. If you tell me she dances like Joe Cocker, then she probably dances like Juliet Prowse.
Is she crippled too?
Juliet Prowse crippled? No, I don't think so, man.
Well, what is she?
She's a dancer. She was one of the greatest dancers ever. In fact, when I was 10 years old, I had it bad for Juliet Prowse.
What? What are you talking about, man?
I don't want to get into it.
Oh, what's the matter, man? Your little heart get broken by some TV slut?
Shut up. Don't talk that way about Juliet Prowse, man.
What's wrong with you, man?
Nothing. I'm kidding, okay?
Well, did she exist?
Yes, she exists. Juliet Prowse existed. You can look her up. Go to YouTube. She had legs from here to wherever. She was gorgeous. I was 10. I wanted her. It wasn't going to happen. I knew that. I knew mother, father, Mater Potter would not approve. I didn't have enough money to get us going, to get us started.
You're weird, man.
What's weird about a 10-year-old kid having a hots for some hot-looking chick on TV? You're weird. Anyway, one Wisconsin man was so angered by Palin's advancement last week. Yeah, I know. He fired a shot into his TV set. Well, boy, you guys at ABC, you're really... Because I know what these guys are about. They don't like her. They think the whole... They're serious about this. What do you care? Well, it's all propaganda, see? Because if they keep pushing Bristol Palin, and they keep pushing Sarah Palin with that TV show, next thing you know, she's going to be president. No, she is not going to be president.
Yeah, man, but you remember, you picked Giuliani and Clinton.
I know I picked Giuliani and Clinton. I know that. And I know the mistake that I made, too. The mistake that I made was, I don't know what mistake I made.
Yeah, and you could make the same mistake with this one.
No, I'll tell you what mistake I made. That, you know, Obama took everybody by surprise. Unless somebody comes, Palin ain't the surprise, I'm telling you right now. Somebody's going to win, if an Obama miracle's going to repeat itself, it ain't going to be Palin. Everybody knows who she is. Have to be somebody else, some other, you know.
Some other black guy.
Some other black guy. No, not some other. I don't know who. Some other black guy. Anyway, police and fire officials determined it was talcum powder. Oh, here it is. One Wisconsin man was so angered by Palin's advancement that he fired his TV with a shotgun, fueling a 15-hour standoff with police. Late on Friday, the program's producers received an envelope containing a white substance that set off warning bells of an anthrax scare, and it turned out to be talcum powder. Several media reports citing unidentified sources said the envelope was addressed to Palin, but officials at the ABC television network, which airs the program, seen by nearly 20 million viewers weekly, issued a statement saying it was delivered to the show's production office. Measures were taken to secure the area and ensure the safety of personnel. Ultimately, we are advised by the Los Angeles Fire Department that the substance was determined to be talcum powder.
What's that?
Talcum powder is what they use. It's like baby powder, man, but adults use it, you know. Dry off. They used to use a lot. I don't know if they use it anymore. A network spokeswoman had no comment beyond a statement. Dancing with Stars Pit celebrity, blah, 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 blah. Now, the... Oh, by the way, as the field narrowed to three, Palin movie star Jennifer Grey and TV actor Kyle Massey, critics charged that the 20-year-old Palin benefited from her mother's popularity because her scores had routinely fallen behind others, such as singer Brandy, who was kicked off the show last week. Producers have defended the voting, and Palin has hit back at critics, attributing her success to hard work. Yeah, people like the underdog. They, you know, what are you going to say? Now everyone's going to say, well, it was fixed, but this is the ABC television network. This is no friend of Sarah Palin. And if she did not make it, then everyone would say that it was cool because she's a retard and they don't dig her. I'm just using the word in the colloquial sense. And she, and thank God. But now that she is making it, it's got to be fixed. All right. So, and finally, many contestants over the years, including talk show host Jerry Springer and actress Cloris Leachman, have seen fan voting keep them in the competition when their feet seem to fail. Dancing completed its season with a performance show on Monday with the final episode to air Tuesday when a winner is named. So there you go, man. Sarah, whatever the hell her name is, Bristol Palin.
I don't know. I don't think that she's good, and I think it's fixed.
And you think it's fixed how? Let me guess. The Palin family are buying the ABC television network.
Yeah, that's what I think. They got a mysterious envelope that said...
Yeah, it had the talcum powder in it.
Well, was that the mysterious envelope?
Yeah, that was the mysterious envelope. What, did you think there was money?
I think there's another envelope somewhere.
What, you know, I don't understand you guys. Why do you think that it's being bought?
Man, think about it, man. She can't dance. All right, if she didn't work, most white people dance. That's number one. Number two.
You're being racist.
Shut up and let him finish, will you?
Number two, her mama running for president of the United States. And they want to keep the ratings up on that show. Everybody knows they fix them game shows. That's no secret. They fix the game show, make sure people... Are you trying to tell me, you know, they're going to kick her off the show and have low rating?
No, I understand what you're saying. I totally understand. And I don't disagree with that.
Aha! So you do agree that...
You shut up with aha!
I didn't say aha! I said aha!
Listen to me. What Robert's saying is true. It is true that it's an entertainment product. You don't have to be fair. You don't have to even do it by the rules. What you have to do is to have a high-rated show. That's what you have to do. That's what you have to do. Now, baseball, football, basketball, all of those things are run according to rules. And for whatever reason, it's against the law to fix those particular games. I don't know that it's necessarily against the law to fix these game shows, and that's what this is. These people want ratings. And if kicking her off of the show means the ratings are going to go down, where you guys are wrong, man, is thinking they're keeping her on the show because of the political influence of her mother. No, that's not it at all. They're keeping her on the show not because a bunch of hayseeds are voting for her. They're keeping her on the show because they're looking at the numbers, Jack, and the numbers are up because of her. Ain't you never seen Quiz Show?
Yeah, I was thinking about that the other day.
What's that?
That was a movie that Robert Redford made about it and everything. And what they did was they kept the guy on a quiz show when a guy, or they gave him answers and everything, right?
Yeah, they kept the guy on a quiz show in the 50s named Charles Van Doren by giving him the answers. Why were they giving him the answers? Because they realized the guy was a hit. People loved to see him.
Yeah, but I heard about that, and they had a, what do you call it, an investigating committee or something.
Well, yeah, they had a committee, and they looked into the quiz show scandals and all of that. And, you know, they made this big stink, and I don't really know what legislation came out of it, but I will tell you this. There's no way in hell, man, that ABC's Dancing with the Stars or NBC or Fox or any network in the world is going to take a really good rating and trifle with it. And if Bristol Palin is pulling huge numbers for them, and it's very, very possible. In fact, I think it's probable. For whatever reason, they like the story. And they think she dances like crap. And then they say, well, why don't you vote? Why do you think they have people voting?
Because they want to know what people think.
No. So they've got an alternative to the judges. See, if they have to rely just on the judges, they're sunk. Because if the judges say Bristol Palin sucks, ABC's got to kick her ass off, and maybe she's pulling good ratings. You think they want to pull this chick off the show when they're kicking ass with the ratings?
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah. So when they have the voting, that means they can say, well, that's something they can manipulate and say, she's got big numbers. How are we going to get around the fact they don't like her? I know. Dang, we'll have the audience numbers. It ain't Palin that's manipulating the numbers. It's ABC. Because they're getting a good number of viewers, which means advertising dollars, which means money. You understand money?
Yeah, I guess. Just don't seem like it's fair.
Oh, will you knock it off? How many times I got to tell you about fair? So we'll find out. We'll find out, you know. But you can easily track this stuff. We'll take a look at it here. We got our ratings here. We read them every night. We'll tell you how the finale goes. 877-876-PHIL. So welcome to our news hour here. We have Bud Dickman and Robert Leonard. Middle-aged Americans hate their sex lives, and we'll tell you why. Plus, was it? That's because they can't have sex. No, we'll tell you why. Plus, was any movie able to come close to earning as much as Harry Potter this weekend? We'll tell you yes, many of them. In fact, one. No, I'm kidding. No, the answer is no, and we'll tell you all about that when we come back on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Don't tell me that.
I'm going to just give you this because, and welcome back to our show, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Our number, 877-876-PHIL. And also, we're online at philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. Go over to our website, take a look at live streaming video of the show right now, and listen to live streaming audio. And also, oh, all kinds of stuff going on, man. I found out something today. You know, I did a pre-show last week, and I said, you know, again, I talked to my subscribers, and I'm talking to you guys, my listeners, because what's happening in the world of radio online, and we do video, and video mobile is where it's at. Now, our stream, our video is the top, not highest quality. We have state-of-the-art video on our website. What I want to do is make sure that we are mobile not only to Evo phones and to Android phones, but also to the iPhone. And I have found out that the people we work with on our website will be unveiling in January a feature that will allow us to do just that to the iPhone. So I think that's exciting, and I want you guys to keep that in mind. It will be for on-demand video. Right now, we are live mobile on the Android and the Evo. I don't know if we will be mobile on iPhone live, but we will be with the on-demand. So that's really cool. And these are just little things that I want you to know as you go about your day. You know, this is where it's at. And I even, and not to bore you, and I'll get into the other stuff we're going to do, but I even quoted an article from a guy in our business named Lee Abrams, who was talking about radio is stuck in around 1985 when it comes to technology. I mean, most places, they just don't get it about how we can interface, if you will, with the internet. We do it on this show. And why do we do it? So that we can provide you guys with the best experience you can listening to our radio show. You can listen to us. You can watch us right now. You can, as I say, with your Android or Evo, watch it live. You can watch it on demand. You can listen to our show on demand on any device at all, on demand. Go to your iPhone right now and listen. And we allow you to interact with our news feed. We've got all kinds of things, and we continue to improve it. So join us over there at philhenryshow.com. That was a really long commercial for the website.
Yeah, and I'm not going to stop letting you do that, man.
All right, hold on. Number two, you guys are asking me about networks, huh? You guys are asking me about deals. I was just talking to Rance.
Look at that. Darren's the biggest load of bullcrap I ever heard what you're saying. Did you hear that?
Yeah, well, I don't believe it.
You don't believe it, huh? You don't believe it?
No, I don't believe it.
Well, listen to this. I'm going to say it again.
Then you're going to say the same bullcrap story.
Yes, I am. If you think for 1 minute that one night of television doesn't mean all that much to these networks, these guys live and die on one night. And if one night of TV to ABC is representing the Dancing with the Stars finale, folks, they got to win that night. They've been kicking ass with this show. And why have they been kicking ass with this show this time around? Because of this Palin kid. Don't even worry about it. Don't worry about it. Now, these guys, I'm telling you, when they lose a night in network television, bodies fly out of windows, man. I mean, you'll walk into their office in the morning, and the guy's just the body swinging from a noose, you know?
That is so weird, man. I mean, wow, you told me one night of TV.
Hold on for a minute. Yes, that's what I'm telling you. I'm walking out of I'll tell you that, I won't mention the name of the network, but I was walking out of an office one day at a TV network with some people, of friends of mine. And the night before, on this particular network, they debuted a show. And as I rounded the corner, there was a huge meeting, about 100 people. And I said to one of my friends, what is that? He said, that's so-and-so, and he's having a meeting. I said, how come? Because they just tanked on Sunday night with this new show. It stunk to high heaven. The next day, Monday, this show tanked, the big show, and they're having a staff meeting. By Wednesday, so-and-so that was holding the meeting was fired. And then, you know what I did?
What?
I went to my office at the radio network I was working at. I immediately emailed Matt Drudge, and he had it on his homepage. So anyway,
you're kidding me, man. What a douchebag.
Why? Why am I a douchebag?
Well, so in other words, what you did, man, is you took a man's misery, a man's failure, something a man, work on his whole life, man. You lift your leg and pee on it. Is that what you're doing?
If that's what you call emailing Matt Drudge, yes.
Oh, ha, 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 ha.
What do you want me to do, man? Emailing Matt Drudge equals lifting my leg to something a man's worked on his whole life.
You take some a blind man work on his whole life and live your leg to it. Lord.
Well, don't get all blue singer on me.
Hey, shut up. Get all blue singer on me. I'm sorry, man. Middle-aged Americans unhappy about sex. Why is that? Because they're married. I don't know, but that's my theory. The U.S. generation that promoted free love in the 60s has grown old and cranky about sex, faced with performance problems, menopause blues, and an increased mismatch of expectations between the sexes. Middle-aged Americans are the unhappiest people of all when it comes to making love. A new Associated Press LifeGoesStrong.com poll shows. And who do you think is weighing in on this? Well, one of the most vibrant, vivacious, life-loving people in the world, Dr. Ruth.
I would like to see even more men and more women to be what I call...
In your bed. No, I'm kidding.
I would like to see even more men and more women to be what I call sexually literate, to really know what they need, what their partner needs, and to know how to pleasure each other. It doesn't have to always be towards sexual satisfaction, but how to make that interpersonal relationship a satisfying one.
What's he talking about?
I don't know, but that's Dr. Ruth, and she, you know, she knows what she's saying. All right, we'll be back with more of this story. And Valerie Plame, how did the movie about Valerie Plame do at the box office this weekend? Well, it didn't beat Harry Potter, or maybe the Harry Potter movie is about Valerie Plame. Have you thought about that?
Very interesting.
877-876-PHIL, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Go to our website, check out our new Classic Phil podcast. This is a Classic Phil podcast from back in the day. It's called Bin Laden's Gonna Kick Your Ass, and it is there on the left side there. If you go to the website on the left side, you'll see our Classic Phil podcast. That is a free download, and we do that just for you, give you an idea of what we've got on our website. All right, now, here is the box office. If you want to know what was going on with the movies, Harry Potter beat everybody's brains in. Harry Potter, who has been a sweet kid, and he battles evil in his films, but when it comes to other studios, other actors, other directors, when it comes to that, Harry Potter will take their throats out, saw their heads off on the internet, hold it up, and then put it on their stomachs. That's Harry Potter.
Good God, man!
What?
Get the hell you doing talking about Harry Potter?
Even you think it's funny.
It's pretty funny.
You're talking about Harry Potter saw, man?
Saw a guy's head off. I don't know. I mean, Harry Potter is a sweet kid, but when it comes to the competition involved in movies...
You're talking about Daniel Radcliffe, maybe.
No, Harry Potter. Harry Potter is Al-Qaeda to the rest of these movie makers. Harry Potter, 120... Robert, your reaction killed me, man.
Well, I'm telling you, man, that was like, that was way overboard, man.
No, it, why, just kidding around, man. Take it easy.
You're wet your pants.
I wet my, you wet your pants. I come up on you, man, you wet your pants.
I get it already.
Take it easy. Anyway, Harry Potter, hey, this weekend, $125 million, worldwide $300 million. So there's no end to the amount of money. I think I get it. There's no end to the amount of money we'll spend on movies. There you go. There's no end. It doesn't matter the economy. It doesn't matter anything. But I am going to predict something, and I have predicted this before, that this century will see the gradual decline, obviously the gradual decline and the ultimate end of the gradual decline and the ultimate end of movies as we know them because of the obvious ability of us to access entertainment in different ways. And
talking about like a holograph deck or something, huh?
No, I'm not talking about a holograph deck. I'm just saying, whether it's our little laptops or whatever we're doing, we are going to not only be able to just sort of turn our bedrooms into a movie theater, we're also going to be creating our own entertainment. We're going to be creating our own movies. We're going to be making things, you know.
Well, you mean like if you imagine it become a movie?
I ain't talking about something that weird, you know. But while the fun is there, have it. Here is Megamind, number two, made $16 million. Harry Potter made $125 million, and everybody else is really sucking the wind, man. $16 million for Megamind, down 47%. Now, the Harry Potter movie is out. This is its first week. When we tell you the money for next week, take a look at that number. Is it a zero percentage change or a positive? Very few movies go week to week, especially first week to the second week, positive. It's always, it seems like it's always negative.
What's that mean?
It just means that interest in a film falls off immediately. From the very first day, interest in a movie does one of those, you know. But Titanic and a few others, you know, have bucked that trend. And I mentioned on the show, I remember when Titanic came out, man, it was like every week that thing was going up. Every week it was like a positive number. I don't think I've ever seen anything quite like Titanic for its instant and continuing appeal
as a movie. Number two, Megamind. Number three, Unstoppable, $13 million, down 42%. Number four, Due Date, $8 million, down 42%. Number five, The Next 3 Days, no change, debuting at number five. Morning Glory is number six, down 43%. Skyline, which somebody said is a really, really good movie. You see it, Bud?
No, but I want to go see it a lot. Somebody said that it's disturbing.
Yeah, I read that.
What's that mean?
It's so scary, it was disturbing. So scary, somebody probably had to, you know, go home and, you know, turn all the lights on or something. Red, $2 million, down 50%. For Colored Girls, $2 million, down 64%. And the Valerie Plame movie, the movie about poor Valerie Plame and how just, you know, terrible her life and everything, oh, gosh. It made $1 million. It debuted, let's see, last week it was number 15. This week it's number 10. It made $1 million over this weekend. It's grossed $3 million total. Sean Penn's in it. However, it's up 42%. Huh?
That's different.
Yeah. So that is the only film on these top 10 that actually climbed. It's up 42% from last week. Now, it's still a Sean Penn movie, and it's a political movie. So a Sean Penn movie is a good movie. Unless it's a political movie, then it's a film that you should only throw your cup of Coca-Cola at the screen.
Damn.
That's what I think. All right, congratulations on all of that. So getting back to middle-aged sex, I wanted to play, did we already play Dr. Ruth? She had one more thing to say. Here's why middle-aged people, this is the Phil Hendry opinion, then we'll hear Dr. Ruth. Here's why middle-aged people are not having the great sex and this, that. Marriage.
What do you think about that?
Well, I'm going to have to start thinking differently about marriage. I'm not saying that it should be unfaithful. I'm not saying that at all. I'm not saying anything other than I think the whole concept of marriage needs to be reevaluated because it's killing sex. I'm telling you, it kills sex by middle age. Destroys it. It takes two people who were passionately in love and probably couldn't stay away from each other when they first met. And by middle age, you couldn't care less. Now, what is that about? And all of this bullcrap, like Dr. Ruth this and that and this and that, and I don't care how many people that I meet in middle age, oh, we've been married 40 years and it's better than ever. Yeah, I'll bet it's better than ever. You know why it's better than ever? Because somewhere along the line there, Charlie, you were unfaithful and she brought you back into the fold and now it's better than ever, all right?
Oh, you say, man, that it's better for old people because they they cheated on each other?
I'm telling you that when you meet people who are middle-aged and their sex is just great, something heavy happened. I don't know whether it was infidelity. It doesn't necessarily have to be that. Something heavy happened. I refuse to believe that ever since we were married, right on up to the middle age right now, man, it's just been great. No. And I'm telling you right now, marriage, the way we are married... I don't know what it means. I don't know. When I say it needs to change, I'm not sure what I'm talking about. But I'm not talking about being unfaithful. Women especially can't. That's just not in their makeup. I'm not saying that women can't be unfaithful. I'm saying that the way a man thinks, we got to just get over that, man. That whole thing about, you know, she doesn't get it, man. I need to have sex with it. I get it. And every guy gets it. Women don't get it. So if you're going to be married, Charlie, forget it. Just forget it, man. Forget it. It's some other solution. It's some other solution. It's either the way that we live with each other or the way that we... I don't know what it is, but I'm telling you, marriage is what murders. I mean, murders it as sure as it ran it over with a truck. Sex. Ain't that right, Dr. Ruth?
The media makes it sound as...
Oh, shut up. Now, here is another... No, I'm kidding. Here she is.
The media... makes it sound as if everybody should have sex from morning till night.
Right.
That's not realistic.
Bullcrap.
For baby boomers particularly, have to know that it takes a longer time to be able to have an erection. And for women, it takes a longer time of foreplay in order to have an orgasmic response.
Yes.
But if they do know that, then... everybody, baby boomers and even older ones, will have good sex for the rest of their lives.
And then you'll be able to say...
Epic fail.
All right, so...
what are you talking about, man? Dr. Ruth sounded like she barely is awake.
Dr. Ruth, what I resent more than anything is the fact that she does have sex morning, noon, and night.
Are you kidding me, man?
Do I look like I'm serious? Yes, I'm kidding, but I bet you she does.
Yeah, she probably does on account of everything what she knows.
What, are you crazy? Did you hear that, lady man? She's barely alive, just like you said.
No, but she knows a lot about sexualities, and she probably is, she's probably climbing it on a daily basis.
You really believe that, huh?
Yeah, I do. She's probably not everybody's like her.
Yeah, you know what? I don't disagree. I mean, I don't know, but you know what? Dr. Ruth, the way that she talks it up, the way she's so bloody, you know, every morning she's looking and saying...
He's huge.
All right, so 877-876-PHIL. So that's it. Get out of here with that story. No, why do I got to be depressed?
Bang.
Oh, man, all those stories, man, tell you where it's at.
Tell me where it's at. Well, you're middle-aged now, Phil, so go. And by the way, guess what? No sex. I told you the time that I was over there, I don't know where the hell I was, but the lady says to me, so senior? And I said, no. And she pointed at the sign 55 plus. And suddenly I realized it was true.
He's huge.
I was a senior.
Yeah. But look at all the free stuff you get.
Woo!
Well, you get like... early, or what do they call it, Rainbird Special?
Woo-woo-hoo! The Rainbird Special. What, do I get free sprinklers?
What do they call that?
Call it Early Bird.
Yeah, I was going to say Early Bird Special.
What, so what, man? The Early Birds, I don't care.
What, are you going to start to cry now?
Do I look like I'm crying, man? You know what, every time you're bitching and moaning about something, kids say their principal broke into their house to see if they were really sick. This is a bizarre story, made more bizarre by the reporting. I'm not so sure there was a story here, and this is why I say to you guys that this is one of those, you know, this is why you really should, number one, note the source of the story. Number two, is there consistency in the reporting? Number three, what are they leaving out? What are the questions that you still have after you read the story? If you have a lot of questions, then they've left a lot out. Students who were homesick from school last month say they got the surprise of their life when the principal barged into their bedrooms in an attempt to catch them, quote, lying about being too ill to get to class. Michael DeQuattro is the father of these kids. The two boys are Vincenzo and Robert. Michael DeQuattro said his sons are now, quote, terrified, end quote, to go to school following the alleged incident. What does that sound like? That's language that you use when you're readying a lawsuit. According to DeQuattro, who I'm sure is completely unbiased, Ernest Jackson, the principal at Chester Academy in Chester, New York. Chester Academy. Does that sound like a public school or private school? Sounds like a private school. Chester Academy in Chester, New York, arrived and entered the home where his kids were living without permission on October the 23rd. It's public? Chester Academy? It's public. Notice how I had to ask that question. Arrived and entered the home where his kids were living without permission on October the 23rd. DeQuattro only filed the police complaint this week because he said his sons were too scared to tell even him about what happened. The principal took it upon himself to arrive at my children's home. I guess he doesn't live with the wife. I don't know. So here's the guy, he doesn't live with a wife, and the kids are living at his house. Now, Mr. DeQuattro, he's all getting involved, and he's all upset. And I'm not saying that he doesn't have the right, but I'm not hearing from the mother here. You'll see. At home at 9:30 in the morning, along with the guidance counselor, this principal came to the house. This is DeQuattro telling ABCnews.com. They basically let themselves in, walked up the stairs, and into my children's rooms. The boy's mother called the school early that morning, explaining her sons would be home sick. Okay. DeQuattro said that his older son, Robert, had stayed home to watch the younger son, who had flu-like symptoms because their mother could not take a day off of work. All right, so DeQuattro is telling this from these guys would tell me? No. DeQuattro said that his older son had stayed home to watch the younger son who had flu-like symptoms. Both were dressed only in their underwear when DeQuattro allegedly entered the home. Not DeQuattro, but Jackson, but that's ABC's misprint. But maybe they misprinted it because they want to confuse you, because they want you to have questions, because they ain't got nothing to say here. They were not yelling or letting it be known they were in the home, and my son saw Jackson out of the corner of his eye when he was in the bathroom throwing up. Convenient. Jackson put his hand on Vincenzo's head to check his temperature and told him, you don't have a temperature, you're coming with me, the father said. The father is saying all of this Because this is what his kids told him. And I'm sure that these kids never lie. Calls and emails sent to Jackson were not immediately returned, but Jackson's wife told ABC News affiliate WABC that, quote, there was more to the story that hasn't come out yet, no doubt. Because all we're hearing here is De Quattro. And there's no question that this guy's running his yap. He's going to sue. And the principal isn't saying anything because you're directed not to say anything. De Quattro claims Jackson then went to find his other son, Robert, who called his mother to tell her what was happening. At that point, the principal ran out of the house and said, "See you at the school," according to De Quattro, a guy that wasn't there. De Quattro says he wants Jackson removed from his post as principal. Really? We could take your word for it there, Mr. De Quattro? I want him out of the school. He shouldn't be around kids. He's sick in the head. Sick in the head. Nobody gave him permission to enter my kid's house. He violated their rights. Chief Peter Graziano of the Chester Police Department says that interviews are still ongoing regarding De Quattro's allegations. A police report obtained by ABC News states that both children gave depositions to the police. We still have some witnesses to talk to, which we are running down, but the complaint looks like it's a simple trespassing case. There have been no reports or allegations that there was any other inappropriate behavior by the school official. If convicted of trespassing, Graziano said that Jackson could face up to 15 days in jail or a $250 fine. We've never handled anything like this. We've never had any problems with this man. This is not a typical complaint. So the police are saying, answering the questions honestly, we don't have any problems with this guy. It's a trespass. There's no other charges. The father, on the other hand, is saying the guy is sick in the head, needs to be removed from the school. So on and so forth. By the way, the father was not there. The boys were. The mother was at work. But the father is making all these statements on behalf. This is what my sons told me. And, of course, my sons never lie. And this guy sounds like he's got an axe to grind with this school. That's what he sounds like. World famous Phil Hendry Show, our number 877-876. Phil, coming up, Charlie Sheen finds himself in a couple of lawsuits. One of them is a porn star. Woo! We'll be back. Phil Hendry Show.
It's the Phil Hendry Show. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
You know, there are so many interesting and fascinating things that go on in the world every day. So many things I could tell you about, but I can't because I've got two Charlie Sheen lawsuit stories to tell you.
Now I'm going to tell them, man.
I'm going to tell them. First of all, porn star Capri Anderson will file a criminal complaint against Charlie Sheen. She says she feared for her life. The adult film actress who was found in Charlie Sheen's hotel bedroom the morning of his arrest last month said today she would be filing a criminal complaint against the actor with the NYPD.
Right.
Capri Anderson told ABC News in her first interview, that name Capri, do you think that's a stage name?
I don't know.
It could be that her parents gave it to her on account of they was French.
Maybe. Capri Anderson told ABC News in her first interview that she was hired that night for $3,500 to escort Sheen to dinner, but that the night quickly turned violent when he realized he was a good 6 inches shorter than her, and it got violent. No, he didn't say that, but it turned violent in the Plaza Hotel room in New York. Sheen, she said, threatened to kill her and called her a whore. Well, she said, that's what I am. And he went smartass and smacked her again. She's filing a police report against Mr. Sheen today, Anderson's lawyer Keith Davidson told Good Morning America. She's going to the NYPD and report the action. Why don't you? You're her lawyer. I don't do that. I never expected the night would unfold the way it did, she told Good Morning America today in an exclusive interview that I'm sure they didn't pay for. I don't think they did. Here is some audio on the whole damn thing.
He definitely was growing more intense as the night grew and went on.
That's tough.
You know, it's hard to say, being that it was my first time hanging out with him, if that was normal of his everyday behavior or not.
Using racial slurs?
He seemed like a very egotistical
person. So what was he saying?
You know, I'm not even really comfortable repeating some of the things that he said because they were that vulgar.
but something that everybody would recognize as a racial slur.
Definitely.
By the way, did you know George sings? He does.
When you're really ready to play for Nevada.
I was sitting on the edge of a coffee table, and he was serving us both drinks.
Were your legs spread?
And he snorted something. I looked over. I can't tell you exactly what that might have been.
Snuff?
There's many drugs that come in.
It was a white powdery substance.
That would be talcum powder.
He started throwing things.
He threw a lamp?
He threw a lamp. That was the first thing he picked up.
Mm, good.
And
good choice.
He threw it across the room at me.
Yeah.
It was just...
On cue.
When he started throwing things, I became very...
Come on. More
shocked,
tears.
Scared. You know, so I knew at that point the best thing to do would be to try and get myself into a safe place.
Right.
I went for my cell phone, knowing that I couldn't really grab all of my things.
You decided to go to Twitter. So there you have it. And so I'm sure she's fine. And although I didn't think she teared it up near enough, and her lawyer will probably beat her for that. I mean, he'll probably talk to her about that. Phil Hendry Show, produced by Jason Ranch. Technical director is Charles Wagenaar. Associate producer is Dan Northcraft. I'm Phil Hendry, philhendryshow.com. There. We're going to get paid, baby.
Yeah, I'm out of here, man.
Phil Hendry.